Hello and welcome to episode 15 of Let Loose. It's our quinceañera, folks, and we're excited about it. This is the last Saturday of Kentucky Derby prep races. We've got two of them in the form of the Arkansas Derby from Oaklawn Park and the Lexington Stakes from Keeneland. I am your host, Peter Thomas Fornital, with you back in the Brooklyn bunker once again, and I am joined as ever on these Let Loose shows by a man who was recently spending some time, as was I last weekend, out in Lex Vegas. But if my monitor does not deceive, he is now back firmly planted on the planet Texas, ensconced on the planet Texas, you might say. He is the people's champion, Jonathan Kitchen. What's up, JK?
I'm back, and it's hot here, but it's okay. And speaking of quinceañeras, growing up in Texas, I've been to a few quinceañeras. Very interesting tradition they have. Fun, though. A lot of fun. It's like a wedding when you're 15, basically.
It's kind of fun. We have it more common here on Long Island in Brooklyn, where I grew up in the bar and bat mitzvah context. But I've been to a quinceañera or two as well. We're getting very multicultural here on Let Loose today. This is going to be our Arkansas Derby Day preview episode. We'll be talking about a couple of races there, a couple of races at Keeneland. But before we get to that, I want to let folks know that there's an opportunity to get some free money ahead of this year's Kentucky Derby, and also an opportunity to clue in other people about the opportunity to get free money. You're a racing fan. If you're watching this, if you've watched to the, you know, the 1 minute, 30 second mark in this video, I'm going to guess that people are sometimes asking you, what should I do for Derby? What should I do? Well, whatever advice you give them on the handicapping side, that's fine. But you also want to let them know that they can create their very own twinspires.com account and get a free $200 sign up bonus. You have to use the promo code BET200 to start earning that $200 bonus. Check it out, twinspires.com or the TwinSpires app. Let's start off with the question I always ask you to kick off these shows. We've done it 14 times. We're not going to stop now. What are you most looking forward to this weekend, Jonathan?
Well, I mean, I think you have to be excited about seeing what Concert Tour is going to do in the Arkansas Derby. We kind of so far have a leader in the clubhouse with Essential Quality, I think, being the favorite. But the one horse that has a chance to change that is Concert Tour, depending on what he does. If he goes out there, does something special, something impressive to get all the silver wig wearers excited, like myself, I think he could battle for favoritism. So I'm really excited to see how that's going to go. Basically going to be the last piece to that puzzle as we get ready for the first Saturday in May.
You mentioned the silver wig. It's been at the dry cleaners for a while. I think you might want to go over there and make sure they haven't lost the thing. The Let Loose viewers, they tune in every week hoping to see the wig busted out. When's going to be the day?
Well, there's no wig, but I'll give you a little bit of a preview of a couple of selections a little bit later today. And it's right here. Hold on 1 second.
There we go. What do we got going on here? There it is, the chalk eating weasel. We did not plan this, folks, but we're both wearing Old Smoke clothing t-shirts. He's the chalk eating weasel, appropriately enough. I've got the degenerate horse player. You know, if the shoe fits, or in this case, if the shirt fits, wear it.
I've told you this before, Pete, that I got Kurt at Old Smoke to make me a size like that for Austin, and I have put it on him to wear to school probably 7 times and said, you know what, this probably won't go over well.
I'm sure his mother really appreciates that. That's the most important thing. When I wear this shirt around a fancy neighborhood in Brooklyn, I love it, because I get to clue people in. They'll be very impressed. It's a nicely designed t-shirt, obviously extremely well made, and they'll say, DG, is that Dolce and Gabbana? No. Degenerate horse player, folks.
If you hit enough tickets, you can buy some Dolce and Gabbana. So at least you can tell your significant other that.
Let's talk about the Lexington Stakes first, appetizer, if you will. We've got 20 Derby points to the winner. There are some contenders in here, though, that I think might try to go forward should they get the money in the Lexington Stakes. For me, the conversation should really begin with Michael Stidham's Proxy. This horse was installed pretty short on the morning line at 6-5. I did notice available internationally at a much more appealing 5-2 for folks listening around the world. Very curious what you think about Proxy's chances in this race, JK.
Yeah, he's a likely winner, right? Just based on his, you know, he's battle tested. He's been down there at the fairgrounds banging heads in three consecutive Derby preps. Obviously, this is a move that they want to try here to try to get locked into running in that race. And let's see, Godolphin could have four horses. I wonder. So I know they go blue hat, white hat, red hat. What do they do after that?
Is there a yellow hat? I don't know. We'll
see what they decide to do.
Curious George action, maybe.
I'm sure they'll come up with something. You know, he's interesting. He fits right there on numbers, but I think there's other interesting horses in here. The one for me that I thought was one that I wanted to mess around with is the 9 King Fury. It's a horse that ran really well as a 2-year-old, hasn't been seen yet, so they're playing from behind a little bit, but horse seemed to be training well. It's got some back numbers, a couple of back numbers that I think fit. I think maybe they got a little bit aggressive after winning the Street Sense and then wheeling back quickly into the Breeders' Cup. But I do feel like he's got a little bit of ability, and if he can continue to improve, he could be dangerous. So it's a horse that I wanted to kind of mess around with a little bit. And then I think the two inside horses, Noble Reflection and Swiftsure, are interesting as well. They're sprinters that are stretching out. You know, it feels like maybe this is a preview for the Jerkins this summer, but these are two horses that seem to show a lot of talent. Swiftsure obviously is undefeated. Noble Reflection is a horse that I didn't like last time, because you remember that winter storm we had in this part of the world. Noble Reflection missed a little bit of training after coming in off of a really long layoff, and I thought there'd be an opportunity there. And he completely proved me wrong. So you got to think there's got to be another step forward for this horse, but the distance is obviously going to be a question, and he's going to have to deal with some more speed to his outside. So I'm going to go with King Fury as kind of my top pick. I'm going to respect proxy and multi-race bets, but I think King Fury offers a little bit of value.
It's interesting. When I first looked at this race, sometimes I'll do the quick cursory look just at figures. And just on figures, I was thinking, maybe there's a chance to beat proxy because those horses down at the inside you mentioned who've run some good numbers. But I'm just worried that with both of them in there and that very difficult stretch out from 6 to a mile and a 16th, I think in the end it's all going to benefit proxy with the pace that signed on. That's an interesting idea about King Fury, but I certainly think at those international prices, proxy represents a very good opportunity in this race. We have to talk about a couple other runners here, but go on. You got another thought?
Yeah, and just one real quick thought. And we obviously saw it last week with Pastor Champagne in the Ashland. Remember, that's a short stretch, that mile and a 16th. So I think that kind of plays to, to sprinters that are stretching out, because those closers they don't have a long stretch to level off and make their move. They've got to move on the turn. Then they're going to be moving wide, likely against the speed horses. So I think being able to save ground in those short stretches makes a big difference.
That's a great point. And you think King Fury might be able to take advantage of that configuration, be in a better striking position on that final turn than proxy potentially?
Well, I think that conversation was more about the sprinters to the inside, those two sprinters that I'd mentioned, maybe one of them being able to carry their speed in this situation. King Fury, to me, is going to have to deal with the same things that proxy's going to have to deal with, but he's going to be 3 or 4 times the price. So in a lot of those situations, there's scenarios that may be terrible wagers at even money, but there's scenarios that are great wagers at 8-1, 6-1. And that's how I feel about it. They're going to be in the same position. But you're going to get a much better price on King Fury.
The longer the price, the less critical you have to be. The shorter the price, the more you need to look to poke holes. That's absolutely right. We'll see how it plays out. But before we move on from the Lexington, we do have to ask about America's favorite horse, JK Bezos. The dream is alive. This runner, folks that don't know, this one was off of air. Bet to something absurd in one of the early Derby betting pools, like 18-1 before he ever made a race. Disappointed on debut in what ended up being a fast and productive race. Did come back and win the maiden, albeit with a slow figure in the second start. Tries to step up here and prove the doubters wrong. The fact that you haven't mentioned him to this point kind of tips your hand, but I did want to get a comment on Bezos before we moved on.
Yeah, it's not very fast. I'm a fan of the connections, the ownership group that brought you Charlatan and 8 Rings and Authentic, at least at the first part of Authentic's career. But if I'm being fair, I think that I've got a better shot of getting Austin's new football cleats from Amazon before his game tomorrow than Bezos winning this race.
Well, let's move on to another runner in the barn that I think you're a little bit more bullish on his chances, let's say. And this will require us to make the hop, skip, and a jump from Keeneland and Lexington over to Hot Springs and Arkansas. I thought for a minute there I was going to attend the Arkansas Derby every year. I was on a nice little run of a few in a row until the pandemic got in the way. But it is Arkansas Derby Saturday. This is a race that's proved to be a key prep for the Kentucky Derby. There's 100 points on the line. Concert Tour making his return to the race is trying to go 4 for 4 and win his share of $1 million. While he's at it, is there any beating this horse on Saturday, JK? Or will you? Can you just answer this question by showing your T-shirt again?
Well, I mean, this T-shirt was put on because of this race. I'm convinced that Life is Good was the best horse in Baffert's barn. Obviously, he is not running in the Derby. Now it goes to Concert Tour. So I have to be careful not to kind of keep him as the backup quarterback because he's not anymore. He's a starter and he's still very capable. He's not as fast as I would like for him to be. He's right there though. He's got an opportunity to really kind of have that jump up. I like where he's drawn. He's tactical. He's ran well on the surface. He did it very easily last time. So I think he'll win this race, but he's going to have to get about 5 to 6 buyer points faster for me to then let him jump ahead of Essential Quality when it comes to the Kentucky Derby. So in this race, I don't need anyone else, but I'm not cutting in line to bet Concert Tour to win the Derby quite yet.
That exact type of figure jump you're looking for could well happen with a three-year-old in this program. Hands that know how to get them right at the right times. It'll be very interesting, though. I agree. This race for me, mostly interesting in what it's going to mean for the next race out. I feel like on the day, you've got a free square in your late picks. Now, fans of Caddo River might take objection to what I just said. And I think the case for Caddo River comes down 100% to tactics. Last time, they decided to see, hey, can we stalk and pounce? The answer was no. This time, drawn inside of Concert Tour, once again, you've got to imagine they're just going to go hammer and tongs for the lead and see if they can just win it that way. Do you agree with me that those are the right tactics for Caddo River? And do you think he has a chance?
Well, he's got a chance. The thing about Caddo River is that last time when I thought they were a little bit closer, in terms of their talent. Caddo River was drawn to the inside and Concert Tour was drawn to the outside. And I thought that the edge went to whoever was drawn outside, which was Concert Tour, because then you put Caddo River in that position where he has to make a decision, aggressively go on with it. And Concert Tour has shown he'll sit, or do what Flo did and take back and try to get outside, which Flo did successfully. But at that point, Caddo River was already set off because they had sent him away from there trying to get that early position. I don't see a scenario in which that situation is going to get any better. Caddo River, because you know Concert Tour is going to send away from there and get that position going forward, but his main rival is going to be right to his inside. So Flo's going to be put in the exact same position. Do I go on with it or do I take back and try to go around? Well, the take back, try to go around thing didn't work. Maybe they think it will this time, but I don't think to go on with it and go faster than a horse that seems to be better than you, I just don't see how it's going to work out for him. If he was drawn towards the outside, you could make a case. But being down inside of Concert Tour again, I think he's up against it.
This price on Concert Tour I'm seeing was installed at even money on the morning line. That's a wish. This horse is going to be shorter than 1 to 2, I would imagine, in the spot. It makes it hard to claim he's any value. But I know you believe, JK, that in bets like your late pick bets, potentially, you have a chance to just single him and try to create some value elsewhere. Is that most likely to be your wagering approach?
Yeah, there's a fan favorite you can toss later to create the value that you need there.
Wait a second. There's a controversial statement. I'm not going to let you get away with saying that. It's not actually later. I think if you're referring to the horse, I think you are. It's the race before. Let's talk about it now. Race number 11 is the Count Fleet. And we got some star power in here with CZ Rocket, who turned over Whitmore, the Breeders' Cup sprint winner last time. These two reoppose in a scintillating performance, a grade 3 in name only. This one is definitely the kind of race that could have implications for the grade 1 Breeders' Cup sprint later in the year. You've tipped your hand that you're not a Whitmore fan, I'm guessing. Is it as simple as CZ Rocket, or could you see somebody else stepping up potentially in this year's Count Fleet?
Well, I'm absolutely a fan of Whitmore. I think he's a great horse, a great story. Any horse that shows up and just lays it down like that all the time, you have to be a fan of him. But I think Whitmore needs things to go his way. And I think he's, like I said, he's a fan favorite. He gets bet all the time. And to be fair, I think CZ Rocket, it just might be better. CZ Rocket beat him last time on the square. It was a brilliant ride by Florent Giroux and taking advantage of that rabbit being in there for CZ Rocket. I mean, I'm sorry, for Whitmore. But I also think CZ Rocket arguably ran a better race in the Breeders' Cup as well. He's had a little bit of trouble. Whitmore didn't get stopped on the inside, and CZ Rocket kind of got carried out and didn't get a great trip. So it feels like kind of back-to-back efforts where CZ Rocket has beat Whitmore to a certain extent, not really, but you know what I'm saying? Mentally, when you're playing the game of who ran well and who didn't. And I just think that CZ Rocket being drawn outside of him is going to be able to be tactical. CZ Rocket could be forward. CZ Rocket can be last, like he was last time, closing into him. So I think he'll be tough. And I think the other interesting horse to talk about is my man Tom Amos's horse in No Parole, who was impressive as a three-year-old. You know, will continue to improve. His comeback race at Delta Downs was fast, and he ran extremely well. Then they tried the little turf sprint experiment. That didn't really go as well as they wanted. But maybe that was a means to an end for Tom to get to this race. Let's pop this little turf sprint. Won't take too much out of him, and then get ready. Nice little stepping stone from 5 to 5.5 to 6. So I think No Parole is interesting as well as a little bit of a price. But I'm going to try to beat Whitmore just because I think he needs things to really work out for him. And I fear that might not always happen for him. And he's always going to be bet like he can't lose.
It's an interesting case on No Parole. I'll quibble, and I'm with you that CZ Rocket is the horse I want. But I just have to quibble about, always bet except for that time in the biggest race he ever ran in and won when he won at 8 to 18 to 1.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying, he's always bet in these grade three races.
Gotcha. That's fair.
And my opinion is that Whitmore can't win grade ones unless he gets a great setup. He's not going to overcome adversity and win a grade one. And that's not a knock on him. Grade one races are hard as heck to win. That's why they're so special. So I'm not knocking him. I just think that he'll muscle through and toughness through a grade three and a grade two. But those grade one types, I think he's got to have a little bit of a better setup. And he's facing grade one type horses in No Parole and CZ Rocket.
CZ Rocket, very interesting, ran a terrific race last time. Like you said, it was a great ride, but this is a horse who feels like he should come forward second time off the layoff. And I agree, maybe is a little bit better than should be priced. We got time to talk about one more race, JK. Let's hop back to Lexington and look to the grade one action there. It's the Jenny Wiley. And I think a lot of people, they know about Chad Brown's stranglehold on this race. He's got two very live-looking runners in there. Are you going to side with Team Chad, or are you going to look at some of the other competition when it comes to the Jenny Wiley?
I'm going to side with Team Chad, but I'm also going to narrow it one more and side with Team Tamahir. She was unbelievably impressive in her first start in this country in the Sands Point. She went out to California, the Matriarch. That didn't really work out, but she's been training since February, just getting ready for these moments. And if you've been paying attention to racing so far this year, Chad's just been waiting in the wings, letting people win these turf races. And a couple times he's came out with his B team to see if he can kind of pick one up. And I think people might've forgotten what Chad's dominance is in these turf races. I think Tamahir is going to be extremely hard to beat. It feels like this has been a target for a very long time for her, and Chad's horses run well off the break. I don't care if it's grade ones. I don't care what it is. They run well off of a layoff, especially with a target. I think she's going to be extremely hard to beat in here. She's got a nice inside post, and Irad will be there to ride her.
I respect her, no doubt about it. Wouldn't be surprised at all if what you're saying is right. But I feel like Juliet Foxtrot might just be able to have the run of this race from the front. There's just really not a lot of other pace in here. She's run extremely well on the front end, setting faster than would be considered efficient fractions. If she gets just a little bit of a breather in the middle part of the race, it might be tough to finish past her, even for one I respect as much as Tamahir. I think that's my exacta in this spot, JK. Do you fear Juliet Foxtrot at all? Will she factor in your reckoning in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I mean, look, when you look at those silks of Judmont Farms and you look at that trainer with the blue hat, there's always a problem. right? You can't just act like it doesn't exist. And so, I mean, she does fit, but she's also one that's kind of in and out. She gets beat a lot. She's won big races. She's always kind of in there. She's always single digits when it comes to her odds, and she loses a lot of races. Now, I know they had a little bit of rain yesterday. Today's Friday, a little bit of rain on Thursday. I'm not sure what the weather's going to be like. She does like a little bit of cut in the ground. She's undefeated in this country on surfaces that weren't listed as firm. So that would definitely move her up. But I think she got a lot to deal with Stahl to her inside and Tammy here.
All right, we'll see. We'll go head to head in that one for a little bit of fun. I'm going to read another promo offer. This one for existing customers. We'll wrap back to you, JK, at the end to talk about something you're most looking forward to wagering on. Maybe you might have already given it to us, but we'll have you get a little more specific. But first, let's talk about this ability that existing players have to win their share of this place jackpot. Start of the meet, there was 15,000 involved. It's 1,000 added every day for this spring meet. And what you got to do to get your share, make a winning $5 or more place bet on 6 races on a Keeneland card, and you get your share of the daily jackpot. Also, interestingly, in the event that no player hits 6, it will roll over to the next day's card. But this is an opportunity for very little risk to have some fun. And I love these promotions that are for existing customers. For more information about that, check out twinspires.com. Let's talk about a specific play, JK. Where is your money going to go this Saturday?
Yeah, look, I mean, grade one races don't come up very often. And when they do, I like to appreciate them as a fan and also a betting opportunity. I just think that you're going to get their best performances typically when they show up. I'm excited about Tammy here. I fell in love with Tammy here after her Sands Point win. And I also really was looking forward to her when she ran at Del Mar. She got beat that day. So I'm ready to get back on the train. And to be fair, you can also play a double to a very, very interesting horse. Not really very interesting. I'm just joking. I don't know how good this horse is, but I do want to make a little bit of fun that he is. And I didn't say this, Andy did, but in the 11th, the one horse, Andy said the horse is named after him, Andy Serling. It's hard to disagree.
Mr. Annoying, the runner in question. That's pretty funny. I wonder, if he says it, who am I to deny it?
I didn't say it.
I'll keep my bet in the same race. I'm going to go ahead and bet. We're not really going head to head because we can both win, but I'm going to bet the 3 Juliet Foxtrot to win. And I'm just going to cover in a one way exacta 2/3. I too respect Tama here. I would feel silly for a filly I've liked so much to get beat by her in this big spot. So the 3 to win in the Jenny Wiley and a 2/3 exacta. And over at Oaklawn, definitely very excited about the prospect of playing some late picks and just singling Concert Tour and keeping that simple. Those are 2 ideas I'll be branching out from. If you want more ideas from us, you can follow us on Twitter, JK at UT Big Hair. I'm at Looms Boldly. We've got a ton more content for you over at InTheMoneyPodcast.com. Make sure you check that out as well. We've got a bunch more shows coming for Let Loose before we wrap up. Going to have a couple of shows Derby week where we'll be giving more detailed thoughts and really looking into some of the key questions that are going to be coming up ahead of this year's Derby and Oaks. Both look like interesting open races to me. We'll be here for that. Feel free, reach out, hit us up with questions, keep the conversation moving. If you want to use that hashtag Let Loose, we'll chat with you there, or just reach out directly either on Twitter or via the contact information page in themoneypodcast.com. Thank you, JK. Thanks to our friends at Betting on Content and Twin Spires. May you win all your photos.